Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com. Hey, how are you doing? This is Craig Beck from stopdrinkingexpert.com, the website that has helped hundreds of thousands of people to escape the loop of problem drinking. And if you are here, this is your first interaction with the Happy Sober podcast, and you're worried about your drinking, why else would you be here? Then don't sit on the fence. Do not assume that this problem will get better on its own. Do not assume that maybe you don't even have a problem. Are you at that stage? Look, the fact that you're here indicates that alcohol is already in a unusual position in your life. It's not in a natural position. Anything that you're Googling about is far too far out of the normal agenda. So don't sit on the fence. Take action. Go to the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com, and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a free gift just for turning up to the webinar, right? All right, today, let's talk about an email I got from Hayley. I believe she's in Australia. Actually, probably New Zealand. That's probably a huge mistake to make. And she's in a kind of desperate place. She's asking the question that so many do, why can't I deal with this? Why can't I get this under control? Why is this such a problem for me? And ultimately, what's wrong with me? Other people deal with this. Why can't I do it? So let's dig into that subject a little bit, and I'll share Hayley's email with you. Let's go through this. It's quite long, but I think it's important we go through it. Hi, Craig. I wonder if some direct contact from you would help. I've listened to so many of your audiobooks and loved your messages. You've helped me see alcohol for what it is. Due to you, I stopped my habits for 18 months and was happy, healthy, and living my best life. Recently, I felt totally crushed after turning my life around, eating healthy, and then along comes a diagnosis of pre-diabetes, especially after a $20,000 operation to prevent this disease. I was gutted. Not long after, I weakened when a respected friend who had repeatedly questioned my sobriety about it anyway, convinced me to have a beer. So, yep, as you know, 12 months later, I'm drinking unhealthy amounts, no longer the wine, which I dislike nowadays and used to drink, but truckloads of beer, so no better. I've gone back to your audio about relapse, but alas, I haven't stopped. So now I feel hopeless. I'm not physically addicted yet, but I can't seem to find the mojo I had when I made the decision to quit for 18 months. I'm a 54-year-old mum who has two amazing 13 and 15-year-old girls, married to a lovely man who drinks too much too. One of my kids is autistic, ADHD, dyslexia, has anxiety. Wouldn't change a thing there, but holy moly, I need to be on form and alert. I'm so ashamed that I can't even, though all of this being considered, I'm guessing quit is missed there. I'm ashamed that I can't quit, even though all of this being considered, I can't make the most important decision of my life to put my family first. I remember your story of your sons and can relate. I'm a pretty good mom. I do my best in a well-to-do area with a successful business and a lifestyle. To paint a picture, I've listened to so much Quitlet, Annie Grace, Melissa Rice, Michael Pond, Lotta Dan, Ulrich Allen, Alan Carr, to name a few, and 50 more. I feel like I need a kick in the ass to put myself back on track. I fully understand the alcohol lies. I was in marketing once. So it would be so helpful to hear some encouraging words from you. None of my friends know about my struggles with booze. I was too ashamed to admit that I started drinking again. And none of our friends understand the non-drinking culture. I feel very alone on this journey. My husband wants to be helpful, but doesn't have the same understanding of the effects of alcohol. He doesn't have the desire to quit and isn't ready to try. I understand, and that's his choice. I would be so grateful if you had some time to reply to this message, Craig. I look forward to your reply. Kind regards, Hayley. Wow, lot to go into there. So where do we start with this, Hayley? Where do we start? the first thing that's really going to scream out to me and doesn't make any sense to me at the moment, but maybe you'll have a reason and you'll email me and tell me, is why haven't you done the course? It seems like you're not going to come back to me and say, because I can't afford it. A, because, you know, you've spent tens of thousands of dollars on other areas of your health. You probably spend tens of thousands of Australian dollars or New Zealand dollars, whatever currency you're using, on alcohol. So I'm guessing you're not going to come back to me and say, I can't afford to do the course. And you've bought lots of other stuff, but you haven't fully committed. And that's the thing that's really kind of leaping up at me at the moment. Because normally when I get an email like this, it's, you know, at the end of the process, I've tried everything, Craig, but you haven't tried everything. And I think that's quite telling. I think there's still something inside you that sees alcohol as a benefit. There's still something inside you that doesn't want to let go of this. And as I've said many times before, and as I say in the course, 100% is what it takes to complete this mission, to get on a happy, sober path and stay there. 100%. And what I mean by that is 100% passion, 100% commitment, 100% following the process, not skipping out something because it's inconvenient or you're bored with it or you don't believe in it. 100%. Because I know 100% works. What I don't know is if 99% works. And I suspect it doesn't. People who pick and choose with the course and say, well, I'll do that bit of the course, but I don't want to do that bit. I have no idea if that is going to work, because all I can do is I can share with you my journey, which is probably quite similar to you because most alcohol journeys are. And I can share with you 100% what I did. And if you follow the same footsteps that I took, logic dictates that you will end up at the same destination, the same outcome. So the first thing, Haley, is, You've got to get rid of that 1% that's missing, that little nagging doubt. You've got to throw yourself into this with 100% passion and commitment. Now, look, I also want to ask you the question, what's missing in your life? Because this is a very positive email when you talk about your life. You talk about how you love being a mom. You talk about your husband who supports your decision. You talk about having two kids. And while they're challenging, you wouldn't change a thing. You have a successful business. You live in a well-to-do area. Everything's great. Everything's fantastic. And I'm thinking, what are you not telling me? Because 99% of the time when people come to me with a drinking problem, alcohol is not the problem. It is a symptom of a bigger, deeper problem. So, Haley, what are you not telling me? That is the first question I would ask you if we were working one-to-one coaching, because all of this stuff is great, but it doesn't explain why you're drinking, why you're choosing to drink an anesthetic, why you're choosing to escape reality in certain situations. So what is it about your life that you're trying to escape from? What is missing? And most people know the answer to that question. When I ask most people face to face, they come up with an answer. They say, oh, well, you know, I'm kind of lonely or depressed. I've got anxiety. I'm in a poor relationship. I'm in an abusive relationship. I'm going nowhere with my career. Most people have a pain point that they can answer with. So if you haven't worked it out yet, Haley, first thing is to work it out. How do you do that? You might go to therapy. You might go to talking therapy. You might do timeline therapy, something like that, just to drill down underneath the alcohol and find out the pain point. Because all human behavior is motivated by two things, right? The need to move away from pain and gain pleasure. Move away from pain, gain pleasure. That's the only thing that motivates us in this world. So job number one, you got to find out what the pain point is for you. Now, it's kind of counterintuitive, this, because it's actually easier to work that out when you're sober. Because the evil clown, if you keep the evil clown alive by constantly giving it what it wants, alcohol, it will talk you out of the process that you need to do. It will talk you out of therapy. It will talk you out of digging deep and actually going into some painful areas and discovering what's an issue in your life, right? So what I would always advise is, if you want to make changes in your life, say there's five things wrong with your life, the first thing you deal with is the alcohol. Because if you don't remove the alcohol, you won't have the clarity, you won't have the energy, you won't have the commitment and passion to work on the other things. So job number one, remove the alcohol. So look, Haley, this is my plan for you, right? Every time you slip up, every time you fail, and by the way, you know, failure is not, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. It's a learning experience. But every time you fail, you need to restart the process and add one extra thing in. Because if you just keep repeating the process that's already failed, firstly, you will have more and more doubt in what you're doing. You will doubt what you're attempting to do, because you now have evidence, or rather the evil clown has evidence to say, why are you doing this? It doesn't work. We know it doesn't work. So every time you restart that sobriety journey, you add something new. And that might be another person's opinion. It might be a course. It might be going to your GP and getting some medication. It might be going to AA. But something that you haven't previously done needs to be added into the mix. All right. And eventually, as long as you never, ever, ever quitting, you will stumble across the penny drop moment, that eureka moment where you go, oh, I get it now. I get it. But what that moment is for you is unique to you. It might be you get passionate about this. You pick a day, you say, right, I'm going sober again. You start my course. And you add that in as the extra thing. And then once you've got 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month sober, then you get busy working on understanding what problems you've got in your life, what pain you're trying to escape. That might be the solution. Or it might be you start going to AA. Never tried that before. Let's start going to AA. I'm going to start reading my quit letter again, and I'm also going to add in AA meetings. That might work for you. But you've got to start this process again with 100% passion and commitment and add something new, all right? And the secret is to, well, look, the secret to success in life, and this is everything, right? The secret to success in life is passion and commitment. That's it. Be super passionate and refuse to quit. That's how you be a winner. And that applies to everything: career, finances, health, alcohol, addiction, everything. You want to be a millionaire? Passion, persistence. Be super engaged in what you're doing. Love what you're doing, and never, ever, ever stay down on the mat when life knocks you down. You know, it's my favorite quote. It's from that Rocky movie, and it's, you know, I should have, you know, a more elegant quote from someone like Keats or something. But you know, I love the quote so much. In fact, I have it written just up here. It ain't about how hard you can hit; it's about how much you can get hit and keep moving forward. That is the secret. All right. So look, Haley. Try not to be down in the dumps. You're gonna be fine. You're going to find the solution to your problem, but just never give up. Just keep trying different things, all right? You've dealt with much harder things in your life than this. Honestly, if you've brought up teenagers, especially teenagers with ADHD and autism and things like that, if you've brought them up and kept them safe this long, quitting drinking, it's absolutely nothing in comparison. This is all a state of mind, all right? So hope that helps. If you need any more, drop me an email. And if you're watching this video or listening to the podcast and you've got a question about alcohol and you need some help, then drop me an email via the website, stopdrinkingexpert.com. Thanks so much. See you soon.
Worried about your drinking? Reserve your place on today's free Quit Drinking webinar and get a copy of my best-selling book, Alcohol Lied to Me, as a gift just for turning up. www.stopdrinkingexpert.com.